This is the Zorce Industries podcast.
Let's see if I remember how to do any of this. Here we go.
Cool show, man. And we're back.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
All right. That's a good silent response. Thank you, everyone. No, it's good. I like to keep the energy right about there. It's okay.
Yep.
It was raining this morning, so there's no reason to pretend that ever stopped. It's good.
No.
All right. I bet this isn't picking up right in the angle of that camera.
Right,
no,
relax.
Leave it right there. I just realized the laptop is right in the way of that.
Thank God.
Guess I just wasted my fucking time. Like, idiot. JK, no one's wasting time here. We're all having fun. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing pretty cool. How about you?
I'm fine. Let's say hello to our new guests here. Very exciting joining us here back at Cool Show, man. Please say hello to our first guest, making his debut on Cool Show, man, comedian, actor, podcaster, and Billy Corgan impersonator. You've seen one Smashing Pumpkins fan. You've seen him on stages in New York City, Chicago, and right down the street. Thank you for making the walk up here today. Ron Irving, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
I thought James Corden. I don't know why. Definitely.
No.
Yeah.
Similar Venn diagram.
Billy Corgan, though. Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got him. Got his ass on that one. All right. Hot response. Also making his first appearance. Here he is. He's right here. Making his first appearance today. The only man on the stage that could legally shoot someone at his day job. When he's not busting heads with his police baton, he is murdering crowds with his jokes. Wonder how much he can bench press. It's Alex Taylor, everyone.
Yeah.
275.
I'll be honest. I'm surprised I didn't get the cop jokes. If we're being honest.
I don't see it.
Yeah. No.
We'll see if there's a crossover by the end of the show. We'll see here. It's all about making new opportunities here. And finally, making his return, please welcome back to the show the only guest that has pissed his pants on camera so far. But I have a strange feeling, bless you, he won't be alone in that club for long. I am wearing a diaper under my khakis while he is presumably wearing nothing at all. Please clap your hands and piss your pants for Connor Locker and everyone.
Yeah.
And those are
I did pee on this show. That was good.
That's good.
Did you for real pee your pants on me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
like a little bit?
I played Jumper by Third Eye Blind and peed myself while I was doing it.
Yeah.
It
was pretty awesome.
Nothing but respect for my troops.
Were you wearing jeans?
I was wearing khakis, so the piss would show.
Yeah, really emphasized.
Nice. That's an alpha move, dude.
Yeah.
Because jeans, you can kind of get away with it.
I wanted to get not away with it.
Full lighting.
Fair enough.
Light-colored khakis. The piss was very evident.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, dude. We get wacky on this show here, and we're back to it, you know? 3 weeks off, can you believe?
Yeah. Now, yeah.
Yeah, well, now you can. Yes, I just quarantined for 20 days, but now here I am, alive and well. How you feel about that?
I am really excited to sit right next to you.
Yeah, like I said, I think this fan is doing a lot of help for everyone right now. It's just blasting all the...
You have a fan, but it's just for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not oscillating.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
The idea of you was scary. My allergies were kicking my butt, so I got a COVID test today.
Smart.
Because I was like, I don't know, but I'm negative. But
well, congratulations.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Well, I like to stay positive, especially when it comes to the coronavirus. And doing pretty well with that. I lived through it. A lot of you were wondering, well, how did this happen? You know, you were so careful. You're always wearing a mask. And let me tell you something. It would seem as if I contracted the coronavirus in a way that some would call really, really cool. Yeah. And in a way that a lot of people would say was really, really not cool.
You got COVID from Juggalos.
Oh, even better, dude.
Slipknot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which is just diet Juggalo. That's just people who didn't have the courage to be full-blown Juggalos.
Perhaps.
Well, it's also crazy because you're the only one in that picture not wearing a mask.
I had to ask you how many times you got the horrible joke. Slipknot crowd, I thought they'd be wearing masks. How many times did people hit you with that?
You're the first so far.
Good Lord. Who do you know?
I've been inside. That's true. No, I was...
They're Slipknot fans. They don't need masks. They just take the hoodie that they've been wearing since sixth grade and put it over their mouth and nose.
There were, There were sincerely zero people with actual masks.
I love the way and you was, matched yeah. the energy of these macabre masks with murderous rage in your own face.
I can't even tell you how excited both of those guys were to take a picture.
They were you like, look like you're
what, this yeah. guy and this guy.
Oh, yeah. They were like, hell yeah, you can take a picture.
So wait.
Like, great.
So yeah. wait, did you risk getting COVID by, or that, are they Slipknot?
No.
No. No.
They're not Slipknot?
No, they just have the movie quality masks. That's
you know what? I do kind of love the energy of this picture because this is a Slipknot concert. You're dressed like you're going to a Colts game. So, in this scenario, you are the one in costume.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I stuck out. And I did realize that, like, the way that I contracted this illness does sound in many ways like one of my jokes. Like, yeah, last Friday I was in a cornfield in Indiana listening to new metal with grown men dressed as clowns. Unfortunately, I caught COVID, most likely from one of the money people wearing Under Armour Freedom Collection shirts. And that's actually what really happened.
When you do that at a show of people that know you, that'll do well.
Yeah, well, I think this is the closest that I've got. So I'm really hoping that lives on. But
there's nothing wrong with Under Armour Freedom Collection.
No, yeah,
of course, sure.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, no, it's good. You know, you go into Dick's Sporting Goods and they got it right there next to the Oakley's. So
speaking
it's good.
Of the Under Armour Freedom Collection, before we continue, I just want to thank you for inviting the coalition of guys with big thighs to do this show.
Yeah. Yeah, collectively we could squat this fucking building.
No, you know what's crazy? Yeah. So I know that he's seen my fucking legs. It's just like my
up close.
Yeah, they've like since I hit puberty, they've just been like crazy, and I don't do anything. It's fucking wild. And I went to go see a movie a while back, and as I was walking down the street in shorts, these guys on the streets pointed at me, and one went, "He got a thyroid problem."
Wait, is it because of your thigh?
I don't know, but.
No, his thighs are on roids. That's what he meant.
Yeah. Regardless, I went home.
Because where are your thyroids at?
Here.
Here.
Oh, so it's okay. That is
so fun. The guy's dumb.
Yeah, that's yeah. That's
oh, the muscular man is dumb. Let's,
no. Not that. Oh,
yeah. God.
Listen, you know what? We're getting too deep into the weeds. Let's just answer the question here. I live through it. Obviously, I am a survivor. Okay.
Am I also
a hero now that I have survived the global pandemic?
Right.
Yeah.
Where does that put me? Let's say...
Everyone that died is a pussy. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Well, just police officer, COVID survivor. Where am I?
Are you saying you could have killed people too?
First responder.
You're somewhere in between mailman and trash. That's okay. Like...
Well, if you only knew how accurate that was.
So like trash
part of my life.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, right.
I put you above police officers if that.
Yeah, no.
Me too, and I say that knowing Alex can.
Look, I'm not shitting you. I got pulled over for doing 25 and a 20 the other day. Right now I would put anything before police officers. I can't.
Bam. Well, you know what? I battled it. I fought hard, and the only thing I had at my aid was a pack of NyQuil that expired in 2016. And the 20 movies that I watched in the first 10 days that I was sick.
Did you do that expired NyQuil? Because it sounds like it could be a good old time.
No, it actually didn't seem to be very effective.
No.
If it does happen, if you do have COVID, Tylenol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. You know what? I've heard good stuff about this ivermectin thing.
I'm thinking about
give that.
Before
a shot,
I did ketamine instead.
I was trying to be helpful, but you could also.
No, I will never do that. I will never help.
I guess I technically had health insurance that I also chose not to use. But I mean, basically, I'm a hero and a survivor, and I think we've all agreed on that. So thank you. Congratulations to me. That's everyone laughing in approval. And you know what? Let's just don't. All right. I made a mistake. Okay.
It starts over. That's horrible.
Okay. Well, you know what? We've made a mistake showing him where the sound was.
Yeah, no, I'm like a dog to salami right now, just staring at this thing.
Yeah,
he'll remember.
There's a lot of power going on over there.
It's going to be like Simon.
Speaking of power, rest in power to Brian Laundrie. Yes. Apparently passed away this week. It appears as if heaven has gained another angel.
I guess he was dry clean only.
Because
I do want to note that I am not Brian Laundrie.
His last name.
Dude, that was really good.
Yeah, no, I'm a genius.
That was a really good joke.
Is this what I've been missing at the open mics?
No,
when I was drifting in and out.
Them also shutting me down. Yes.
Yeah. No, sadly, I mean, for those who don't know, human remains were identified in Northport, Florida, this week, and it appears that it has been identified as Brian Laundrie's bones.
So he had last been seen in Florida.
Which is apparently where he lived.
And we had a manhunt across the world looking for this guy. I think he just never left Florida. I think Floridians were just like, what, who?
Apparently,
they didn't care.
It seems as if he drove home and then just died there. And then that seems to be the case.
It looks like maybe his parents killed him.
That is a speculation. Conspiracies are going wild across the internet. If you were investigating this, what would you think? What would you look into here?
I would not do anything, dude. I'd
like a cop.
He wouldn't help. A lot of paperwork you're avoiding. Yeah,
there's a missing white woman. I'd probably just keep my hands out of that.
Smart move. Yeah, you don't want to, dip your hand into that. Apparently, what happened was he was identified from his dental records because his only remains were his bones. What is he, some kind of swamp monster or something? What's going on?
Maybe not his parents, but I think somebody killed Gabby, and that same person killed him, and I don't know who's next.
They could have both been the same.
Guys, I think this is just, we're all glaring past the fact that apparently we all have a spooky, scary skeleton inside of us, just waiting.
Just waiting to come out. It is pretty wild because he was found in an area that used to be underwater. So he was technically found in a Florida swamp in the form of bones.
So it seems like he's been dead. He's been dead for a bit.
I would guess so. I mean, unless it was like a Breaking Bad situation.
That's the only thing I can think of. They dissolved a guy.
But didn't they think that he killed the girl?
Bored 14-year-old girls on TikTok think that he killed the girl.
Well, he was the only listed person of interest, and that still remains the case, apparently.
So now who's the person of interest? It's just
these bones.
Yeah. Okay.
So now it's just case... Maybe I did do this one.
Zooey Deschanel's sister some guy.
If people are like, well, damn, now we don't know how to find out... unless he was shot, which they have not revealed, basically. It turns out your bones not very revealing about how a person dies.
No.
If they just found your bones, they'd be like, I don't know.
So this guy broke his collarbone in seventh grade.
Bike accident, something like that.
Backyard football.
Really?
Yeah.
The video game. That's crazy. I caught a folding chair to the collarbone.
I kept saying, I want Pablo Sanchez. And then my brother beat the shit out of me.
That makes me kind of sad to think about that. 1,000 years from now, when the archaeologists find my bones, they're going to have no idea that I died of a heart attack during the World Championship of Sex.
That's true.
Makes me very sad.
You're going to find your bones and be like, maybe this guy killed Gabby Petito.
Yeah.
Very possible. Yeah, but I mean, these bones here, they're leaving a lot of questions. Of course, one of the main questions, Brian Laundrie, cold-blooded killer or martyr for the war against white women?
Martyrs for the war against white women is any 16-year-old kid that ever worked retail. Ooh, all right, that's different.
I don't know, man. It seems like people are not as angry at Karens as they were last year.
Is there a way to be both?
Good question. See, yeah.
The question on the prompt was: is the world cool with white women now? I remember getting sent it.
Yeah, it was in the notes. You may recall those.
I remember the notes. I remember the notes. I remember I was having a fight with my girlfriend at the time, and I decided no.
Well,
I remember looking at the notes and going like, when were they not? I was always been a fan of white women.
There you go. Seems like we have a split.
You guys got notes?
Split panel. Yeah. It was that blast of shit I sent out about 12:15 last night.
Oh, no. I was too busy getting pussy.
Well,
I got pussy, too. I still did the work.
Well, yeah. You know what? That means
I wrote a talk show. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Well, I wasn't getting pussy. I was reading the notes.
See, we were doing the real
work.
Some
of us can do both, baby.
Good for you. Yeah. I hope love is worthwhile.
Look at me.
It is a heavy weight.
Take notes and get pussy at the same time. Who cares?
Yeah, that's true, dude. Hypothetically, let's say he didn't just die immediately, which him being bones now would indicate is the case.
Yeah.
Some part of that must have been pretty cool, right? You know, like you're murdering some lady, and then you're like, oh, I hope no one finds me.
Do you think, like, foxes ate him or some shit?
I don't know. He was in a swamp in Florida.
Gators. Like, they tried, like the one Bully movie where his friends all killed him, and they tried to disguise it as a gator murder. Can't remember the name.
Gator Murder is the name of my new punk band, by the way.
That would do pretty well.
That would be a good name, and you'd be a good punk artist.
Yeah. Still, none of this is, like, all this...
just all makes so much sense because he looks like the most Floridian guy possible.
Do you think he just
and
died?
His name's Laundry?
Yeah, yeah. And he also and it's spelled
that is,
wrong.
Yeah, that is a, that is a Florida ass name. Yeah, it really. Yeah. Is.
Like, wait, go, that shirt that he had was a very Florida guy shirt too. What was it?
Probably a white
Look,
shirt.
All I'm hey saying, there, I'm he Jeffrey was from Cash Florida. Advance. He yeah. was from Florida. She was from Long yeah. Island. We haven't lost anything of it.
The one on the right, very honest. Burlington Coat Factory esque.
Listen, dude. He
also, was... guy was 23. Look at his hairline.
Yeah, look at his hairline.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What a fucking loser.
That's the type of guy that would kill someone.
Yeah. And
but wait, did he? Did he actually?
No one
Who
knows.
Knows? Who
no,
knows?
No, he didn't.
Who
he
knows?
Didn't.
I have no He's idea.
No one knows,
Maybe.
Man.
I have no
He's
idea.
Just bones now. No one knows. You know, speaking of killing white women.
Do you think he just died in the wilderness? Do you think he was like just like trying to Bear Grylls it up and blew it?
No, dude, he was turned into bones. I think he was killed immediately.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, you're right. Somebody fucking.
You
did
think
him
someone
in.
Else killed him?
I think someone did him in.
He was bones.
Yeah.
This is the Seinfeld of bones.
I'm telling you, Jerry, he was bones.
He's bones. Jerry. It doesn't matter. But yeah, he's dead. So that's good. Someone
he
else
might
is...
not have done it.
Well, he definitely didn't do it.
Who knows? Know.
Who is going to kill? What? Who did it? The Tooth Fairy? It doesn't matter. He's dead.
Probably someone that cut him off in traffic. He probably just did it.
Probably, dude. It's Florida. Yeah. Listen, dude, people be dying. Alec Baldwin, he killed someone this week.
Oh, my God.
Man. Yeah. Unfortunately, allegedly accidentally shot and killed cinematographer Helena, I guess, but it's spelled H-A-L-Y-N-A.
I thought that was an M in the name. Bring it up on someone's phone.
It's possible.
I'm not chancing it here off your card.
Helena Hutchins, rest in peace, was shot with a prop gun on the set of Rust, which was being filmed in New Mexico. They're pointing their fingers at the armorer and the assistant director who handed it to him after yelling, cold gun. A lot of issues here, obviously. Also in the news, numerous crew members had quit the production over previous issues related to gun safety and COVID protocols, which I can assure you is the most dangerous thing going around right now, beside Alec Baldwin. yes. Go ahead.
Alex and Ron, I'm not bragging here, but I've been something of a follower of this show. And the entire time, Giles has made a concerted effort to keep the news light. And the first two stories we have here are murder. And it's amazing to me. It is like,
I'll tell you what.
You got COVID and you're like, make it about death. It's it's death now.
You want to know what happened?
yeah.
I got sick and I was locked in my house. And the first weekend, I went on a Tarantino marathon. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What was the first movie in that?
Saturday night, I did Django and then.
Alex is uncomfortable.
What is it? Eight.
Crazy Eight. Or,
I'm a big fan of Django.
Yeah.
I had only seen it once before, and then Django I hadn't watched it for years because of that dog scene. I was like, man, I fucking.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate that movie because of that scene, but then I rewatched
it. Oh, so wait.
You want to see a port
yeah,
of
Yeah, no, yeah. Let him have it. Let him have it. Yeah.
So them just hard R-ing 300 plus times.
No, he loved that. That's why he likes Pulp Fiction so
they
much, too.
They whip people in that movie.
Yeah, but the dogs
but
don't
the
do
dog
it.
Just biting someone's like, ooh.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I forgot I'm scared of dogs. Racism, but dogs.
I don't like it when the doggies are mean.
You know, here's a fun one. Like that. Fun little tidbit. Before I moved away from here, I used to be a manager at the Esquire Theater right up the street, and we had 12 Years a Slave, and somebody ran out from it and said, that movie is violent and brutal, and I was like, yeah, that's kind of what it's about. And then he was like, why would you ever pay money to watch a movie like that? And the only thing I thought to say was, that's a question only you can answer, sir.
Guy couldn't even handle 27 minutes a slave.
No. 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 Yeah, there we go.
Congratulations. It's one on the board for you.
You're really funny.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey.
All right, relax.
No, we're fine. We're having fun here. So this lady's dead, and... Ron, you've worked on many a film set. Have you ever accidentally shot anyone?
No.
All right.
No.
That's good.
Nope. Usually it's, I don't know. It's
everyone like, else doing all right?
I fall asleep eating fruit snacks a lot. That happens. But
all right. Yeah.
I wonder how much this has gone the lighthearted way. Like someone was like, this is like a, but I have a prop dinner, and they picked it up. I'm like, that's not a real potato. Like, has it ever been fun? Is it always somebody getting shot when it goes wrong like this?
Oh, another classic cinema misfire. Like, they go to pick up a telephone and it's a handgun and they shoot themselves. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think my biggest issue is, why is Alec Baldwin in a Western movie?
It's a good question.
Because dudes rock.
Yeah, that's true, dude. Yeah. Well,
I haven't heard the accent yet, but I can actually see Baldwin doing it. He's nice with it.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He was
in The Departed, for God's sake.
Yeah, he was in Beetlejuice, too. So
yeah. He was. Yeah.
And I can see Alec Baldwin.
I mean Beetlejuice as well, not Beetlejuice 2.
Right.
Yeah. But how crazy is Alec Baldwin's life going to get? Because in the last 5 years, he did probably the most famous impression of a president. Right. His niece married Justin Bieber.
Rolls.
And his wife got nailed for pretending to be Spanish. So, I mean,
that's
else?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And wait, then really?
All accounts make it seem like he's pretty much going to get away with manslaughter. So what's going on? How cool...
You know he didn't pack a loaded gun going in trying to do a thing.
Yeah,
that was a fuck up on the crew. You
Listen,
know it
dude,
was.
We've all made mistakes before, okay? And
what is he yanking the trigger and being like, this one feels different?
So that, so that's the weird thing, because he shot like three people.
Two.
Yes. So after the first time he shoots somebody,
the
why would you shoot again? Yeah, that's the only part where
I think we talked about this. That shit up.
It was during a rehearsal for a gunfight scene, so they probably like fired off multiple rounds. The dust settles. Holy shit, two people are shot.
Okay.
This director and this producer were both aspiring actors, and it turns out they were great actors because they fucking just
really
kept rolling. Continue.
True, dude. How many biopics are going to be made about Alec Baldwin's life?
I want Donald Trump to play Alec Baldwin in his biopic.
Pretty solid.
I think if he funded it, and
Uno reverse card, bitch. That'd be great.
And he's just like, I can say anything I want.
He just says before he shoots, I'm doing this on purpose.
Yeah. Which I kind of unrelated. I do want to put this out here though. Please do not let Donald Trump hold any kind of political office ever again. But for the love of God, give that man his Twitter back. Are you kidding me? One of the greatest posters of all time. I'm serious.
This show is so influential.
Yeah.
This is his opportunity to switch to film and really make a splash.
Oh my God. Yes.
I mean, Scarlett Johansson is available too.
Yeah.
To play Justin Bieber?
No, Alec Baldwin.
Fucking act. have her play Alec Baldwin.
Right.
I see what's going on. Okay. Yeah.
You guys don't like women?
No, but she could throw on a mustache and be the Biebs way faster than she could be Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. All
right.
Yeah.
All right. No argument for me.
Oh. Well, then. I guess we've settled that.
Guess we continue the damn show.
I guess we'll pivot to something else completely. How about these pig kidneys they got putting into people? Huh? What's up with that? You heard about this?
I have, and I almost texted my dad like, you dumb bitch.
You always said that I couldn't have pig parts.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he had cancer in his kidney when he was 4.
Jesus.
Now,
hold on.
But he's got one half of one kidney out of two kidneys. And like now there's pig kidneys and he's just over here with a half of one like an idiot.
Yeah.
Like a stupid idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
What a loser.
Get that swine kidney in you, man.
Yep.
You heard about this?
No.
Oh, let me tell you. Scientists and surgeons at NYU successfully attached a pig kidney to a human body and it functioned without organ rejection.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can get rid of all those stupid signs on the highway now?
What do they have? Pig signs on the highway?
No,
it's like it's a picture of a pig and it says, you can't handle my organs.
You've never seen those signs like, call this number. She needs a kidney right away. No one's calling it.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. No, I'm usually busy researching pigs when I trap. You probably ask yourself, how'd they do this? You're wondering.
Surgery?
I truly did.
Nope, they're a lot smarter than me. I'm going to leave it to it.
Yeah, physically they did that. But more importantly, they genetically engineered a pig to stop producing a sugar called alpha-gal in its blood that causes organ rejection. So
I don't want to act like I'm like almost on the same page as
Go
these
ahead.
Guys.
Yeah.
But I saw Gangs of New York and Bill the Butcher fucking starts stabbing a pig corpse and going, this is the most similar to human anatomy, while he's showing Leo DiCaprio how to stab somebody. And just from that, I could have been like, use the kidney. Like, fucking, like, come on.
Cannibals notoriously.
That's not the wrong button, but you know what? I wanted to try.
Cool show, man.
Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about pig kidneys.
I wish only the worst for you, Ron.
I know, that's why.
Fucking ass. But yeah, the most important thing they did was the organ wasn't rejected immediately, which is the biggest issue. So they can steal.
Oh yeah, that's
immediately. How long do they give that?
2 days. They hooked it up to a cadaver. So
they do a first 48 for the organs.
No, the person
doing?
Was already dead, and then they hooked this kidney up to two main blood vessels, and then kept the person artificially alive, and then the kidney,
okay.
kidney produced pig piss. Pretty exciting stuff, guys.
That guy have anything good to say? Well, they.
Science is
officially alive.
Science is cool.
Yeah, science is awesome. They've gotten to the point where they can give a pig a skull. Did you see that? That's pretty impressive.
I don't know. I think they should do a little bit more research before they just go ahead and do
it'll probably be like 20, 30 years before any of us get pig kidneys.
That
but
pig
it
does
awesome.
Look like you do a mean Ozzy Osbourne cover.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a Shakespearean type pig. I thought it was just a good woodcut.
They trained a pig to think about skulls.
What's upsetting is you really don't want to know what he's thinking about. Yeah.
Oh, like sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. Even worse, it was a...
He has been listening to some upsetting podcasts lately.
Hell yeah, dude. But yeah, you guys are like, wow, what an exciting development in the field of xenotransplantation. How about that?
I love Xeno Warrior Princess.
Xenotransplantation. That's, when
you're
you take
a real piece of shit, guys.
That's when you take animal parts and you throw them into a human. Pretty exciting. Of course, you may, of course, remember... Man, I haven't talked this much in 3 weeks.
Shit.
Oh, you fucking. Oh, I'm coming for you. In the 1600s, of course, sometime when this woodblock print was cut out or something.
Does
my
the
brain...
pig look like it has a shirt on? The pig does have a shirt on. Yeah. Why does it have a shirt on?
Yeah, it's an animal farm
it's
situation.
It's got thumbs. What do you? There's bigger questions.
Damn.
I was going to say, it's like thinking, what, and you're worried about
you know what?
Shirt.
I am just high enough for this. Let's go down this rabbit hole.
Big-ass human hands.
Yeah.
Let's go. Man, I almost regret putting that in, but also I don't.
No,
he gave me some of his PCP before this, and I'm with him. This is fucking...
Yeah.
I don't think my brain is ever going to
I
want to
hang out with this pig.
That would be nice, hanging out with that pig. You can study science. You can study xenotransplantation. Of course, started in the 1600s when they tried to put different animal blood into humans just to see what would happen.
Yeah, fuck it. We ball.
Pretty much.
What happened? Who was the guy?
People died.
Okay. That's great. There was a period where literally like all just science and medicine was just fuck it. We ball.
Pretty much.
It was like steal corpses so we can study people, and the church hates this. And God.
But look at us now. We're here. Of course, this was the first pig kidney successfully put into a human.
Nice.
Commonly practiced today is the installation of pig heart valves. That's actually a common practice in the United States, even.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. All they got pig stuff over there. They'll use pig skin for grafts, and Chinese surgeons have used corneas to fix eye issues in human beings.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess we're just going to become actual pig people.
I'm down, dude. That sounds awesome. I, for one, welcome our pig overlords.
I'm not going to stop drinking sweet tea, so until they switch out all my organs with pig organs, I don't even know.
Wasn't it a book? Oh, that was Lord of the Flies. I don't know why I got that confused.
What?
They do kill a pig
in Lord
of the
Flies. That
book
is about a totally different...
No, there's a scene in the book where they kill a
pig.
Yeah,
where they kill
all right,
a pig.
That's what I was thinking.
They don't replace the toe-headed kid's organs with the pig when he dies, though.
You don't know what happened in the sequel.
I guess I don't.
I actually don't even remember how that book ends.
Didn't they also kill the fat kid?
I think
that's the toe-headed boy. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
You didn't read the book.
It was in eighth grade, of course not.
Someone in the book had asthma, but they kept spelling it wrong, and it made me very angry the whole time.
Yeah. That author and J.R.R. Tolkien were both at the landing on Normandy on D-Day, and they had very different outputs from what they saw.
You're telling me the fucking author of Harry Potter was at D-Day?
Yeah. Yeah.
J.K. Rowling was at D-Day?
She was at D-Day, and the whole time she was like, these all better be dudes.
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me. I guess the whole bit was like, what animal parts do you guys want on your body now that this is becoming more of a...
From a pig?
Yeah, well, pig or otherwise.
Right. I think I would do like 60 mouse hearts. I think I got room.
Just to pump your
blood.
Put
them everywhere
faster.
Like backup generators for my regular heart.
That's fucking crazy. You blew my mind.
I could fit 60 mouse hearts all over the place and make it work out.
Just like spare batteries. Just
I could just like run to the end of the street and not have to take take a second?
Why do you think a mouse heart would help?
Yeah.
60 mouse hearts, dude.
Yeah, but they're small.
You can fit them. I put a mouse heart in my calf. I got room down there. Like, they could be all over the fucking
I feel like
place.
60 mouse hearts would just kind of equal out to one human heart.
Exactly. And now I have two human hearts.
Oh, you want another one? Okay,
add on the 60 mouse hearts.
Then why wouldn't you just get like a cow heart or something?
I don't know if that fits as easily in the anatomy, but 60 mouse hearts, we can stuff those somewhere.
I understand where Connor's at, because you would like meticulously put the hearts in different places just in case that place quits working.
Right. Now I have a heart for my elbow. Exactly.
I just really want to hang out with this pig, dude.
Yeah.
I didn't even smoke weed and I caught that one. Jesus.
I did, and me too.
Yeah.
I'd take a pig's ass, by the way.
Not for his own body. He means just sexually.
No, I mean for my own body. My ass doesn't get any bigger. It's just the calves, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's been trying to curl his tailbone for years. Yeah, you know.
You want the little curly tail also, just a straight pig ass?
If I'm going all in, I'm going all in, yes.
Well.
Do you think there was like ever a pig with a straight tail and like pigs were like, we're breeding this out. We're not going to fuck that guy.
If I could have fuck this.
If I could have any animal part, gorilla penis.
Wise.
Yes.
Wise move.
Did you guys know that gorillas have the tiniest penises in the mammal kingdom? That's true.
Smart move.
That's true. I'd probably gain a couple inches or two.
You'd be able to jog in denim. That would be smart.
Yeah.
That's form over function. No, function just, over form.
I honestly, I'd be so down with that. It was just like a crazy, like microscopic gorilla.
Do you have a small penis?
Who knows, man? Really? We might find out one day. Just like legitimately, because I'm just tired of being horny. I don't know if anybody else is feeling like that.
I don't think so.
I'm having a merry old time with it. I'm so ready for it to just like wither and fall.
If only you had a tiny penis, you wouldn't be forced to be horny all the time.
Why would the size of your penis affect your horniness?
No, because then I could just like be done with it. I could be done with it.
It's science.
No, it's, I could be done with it. If you could just hit me up and be like, how big is it? And I'd just be like, small, fucking leave me alone. And that'd be great. Like, that's my life. I can just be, shut up, mom.
Yeah. To do today.
Well, as my uncle told me when I was six, it's not about the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean.
Right.
Wow. That's a weird. Yeah.
Your uncle told you that when you were six?
Yeah. Or something like that.
Well, how was he? Was he good afterwards? Was it like, well, at least my uncle's got good motion?
I mean, he was a good swimmer.
All right.
I can recommend a therapist once we're done. I'll check the white pages.
Anyway, gorilla penis. Or pig penis because they're like curly cues, and that's pretty funny.
No, that's a duck's penis is spiral.
No, aren't pigs' penises like curly cues?
No, cat's penis is curled.
It's a duck. Ducks are the worst.
Ducks have like the corkscrew.
He said ducks are the worst.
Yeah.
He tried other birds.
Yeah.
I've looked into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Black Mirror's first episode?
Yo, when the president or the prime minister had to fuck a pig?
Yeah, the first episode.
Yeah, that
People
was
love
fantastic.
Bringing that show up.
Has that happened on the show before?
The first
episode, he popped a Viagra and fucked a pig.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
The pilot. Yeah. The pilot.
Incredible.
She prefers to be called Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking.
Yeah, so I was hoping to get my hair replaced with feathers so people would know when I'm upset. That was my plan.
Just like, well, we know. It's still fun.
Just 4 minutes into this riff, they just start coming up from behind me like a
peacock. Now, your eyebrows bend wrong when you're pissed.
don't analyze me up here, goddammit. Either that,
it's visible.
Either that or a shell, like a turtle or horseshoe crab.
I'm just going to say, with this suit jacket on, I don't know if you want to stand up and show the people, you throw a little makeup on there and like green hair. This is the Joker on The Tonight Show. Hey. You know that, right?
Spoilers for the Halloween episode next week.
I'm thinking, and this is deep cut for the video game jerk-offs, but Leisure Suit Larry.
Oh, wow.
Damn. I mean that.
That was a big hit with this crowd. I have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Sorry.
It's a weird sex game where some jerk-off dressed like you.
Sorry. We were too busy kicking ass and getting molested by his uncle.
Yeah, I was looking at the notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were.
What the fuck are these notes?
Well, we're talking about science. I myself am an accomplished scientist. Congratulations to me. Thank you. Yeah, I got my the remaining research in my dissertation published last week, so it took almost as long as it did for me to earn my entire graduate degree. So look at that.
Gal's an accomplished nerd aside from hosting this thing. And
yeah,
it's
It's literally the only thing.
Bananas to discover. To find out this guy's brain has capacity for anything else besides sheer insanity is always pretty cool.
It's a fucking typhoon in my head 24 hours a day.
So wait, you must be sad.
Yeah.
So did
thanks.
So did you having COVID help you like get this done?
No, this took 11 months for me to get finished. It was yeah. Not because of my work. It was just people. It's like
taking dumps.
No, it's like when people aren't getting paid, they're like, why would I do work?
Yeah, no.
It's wild. Yeah.
Right?
Why I barely want to do it when I am getting paid.
Exactly.
You set all this up. What are you talking about?
Point of this being, oh, yeah. Don't worry. You're getting compensated for this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'm going to make $30 today. It'll be totally worth the time that I put into this. Summary of all of this being, if anyone has any trash questions, feel free to ask me because I am now the most recently published expert. Any trash questions from you?
Yeah, so when you recycle,
yep.
I heard it's actually bullshit. You want to?
It's not necessarily.
Because I've been arguing with my aunt about this for like months right now.
About whether you should or should
not. She's like,
not recycle.
Really? Put
she doesn't believe she's his aunt.
Okay.
Come yeah.
On. Yeah, not. She's recycled.
Yeah.
No,
he's arguing with the ants crawling out of his recycling bag. Yeah.
No, like
I should.
No, like I like just throw away a bottle, right? And she goes like, "You should recycle that." And I'm like, "Well, half the time the people taking the recycling don't give a shit."
Ooh.
And then also, wait, I mean, no,
tell me if I'm wrong. Go on.
They don't care. And then also, isn't it like if you put certain stuff with certain stuff in recycling, it actually is like doing the opposite of what you want?
You asshole. Get him, Giles.
Yeah, it's not it's not the opposite of what you want. But yes, there are specific items that are sorted out, and recycled materials are a commodity, just like any other, like aluminum or crude
oil.
So
I should put all this stuff in the recycling
bin. The summary of the entire argument is just use your recycling bin, and if they want to use it, they will. And if not, the worst thing that happens is it just ends up like your trash. So that's fine.
Trash.
Well,
yeah.
I got my stuff from YouTube, so.
Oh, yeah, so, always the greatest source.
Well, listen, if you keep recycling, the earth won't be flat anymore. So, I mean, it's you have to take that into consideration. Any other trash questions while we're on the subject?
I got one.
Go ahead.
Courtney Love, yay or nay?
Now, she was in Hole. You're thinking of...
okay.
Who's the singer of Garbage?
You're a jerk off.
Was it Sydney
I fucking... No, it's fucking...
What's her name?
Yeah. Shirley Manson. Manson. I got it before you. Yeah, shut the hell up.
Hole? More like Whole Lot Better Than Nirvana, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a better band. That's why her legacy survived.
Yep. Her legacy.
Hey, how about I strangle you with this wire? How about that happens right now?
All right, this got really
you
joking.
Talk to people.
All right. You know what? Let's just get on to the real news here, okay?
Is this a video?
You couldn't have got a better picture.
Okay. This is a dang video.
This is actually funny. You guys are going to love this. All How about you guys been keeping up with this pumpkin news?
A Wisconsin man grew the heaviest pumpkin in the country this fall, weighing in at 2,520 pounds. However, it's not going in any record books because it was disqualified from competition. James Crow explains what went wrong.
This is a giant pumpkin.
Hell yeah.
It weighs in at 2,520 pounds.
While this is the heaviest pumpkin in the country, it's not going down in the record books that way. It cracked. But before we get into that, meet the grower.
My name's Mike Schmidt, and I grow giant pumpkins. Pumpkins are like ice cream. Everyone loves them. People say they're crazy, but, you know, we're just people that like to have a little fun out in the dirt.
Mike grew this gargantuan gourd about 30 miles west of Fond du Lac. It weighs 2,520 pounds.
This pumpkin would have won this year.
Yes.
And so you're looking at a pumpkin that would have been worth $20,000.
But unfortunately, from internal pressures and the awkward way it was growing, it cracked. That disqualified him from all competitions this year.
The crack was the size of a fingernail. It happens. There's no crying in pumpkin growing.
Sounds like he needed a pumpkin patch. Mike grew three pumpkins this year.
Oh my God.
All had similar fates. But there's no time to sulk.
I know I can do it again, so we just got to look forward to the future and do it again.
Hopefully next time, the great pumpkin gods spare him and he can put his name in the record books.
The Safeway World Championship.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That guy is happier than any of us will ever be.
$9 a pound. $9 a pound. That guy.
$2,000. if not for that fingernail-sized crack.
So they're not going to disclose how the fuck he grows it?
No, no way.
Yeah, company
Why
secret.
Would he ever tell, yeah. dude?
Trade yeah. secret. Yeah, I mean, it's... I have been told that, like, the people that do that, at one point they used to inject milk into the fucking vines of it, and somehow that made them grow. But I'm certain now it's, like, some science experiment. Probably as difficult to transplant a kid pig kidney as it is to grow a pumpkin that
A
much.
Kid pygmy, yep. you say?
Hey, yeah. hey. Keep correcting my words and then see what happens. Because, yeah.
That's what happens, big boy.
That's going to be you. People are going to be sad about what happens to you. But yeah, this guy grew a 2,500-pound pumpkin, lost the opportunity to make nine...
Over the fingernail.
Over a fingernail-sized crack. So, when do we schedule the riot?
Yep. Yeah, and no. what do we do for that ride?
What are we going to... Are we just going to take this?
Yeah.
How do you find a crack the size of a fingernail? I couldn't find it on a regular pumpkin, probably, let alone the biggest fucking pumpkin.
You know, it wasn't
the
on the bottom side, too. You know they've never checked the bottom side of a 2,500-pound pumpkin.
No.
Yeah, I heard that in the pumpkin business.
No, I mean, there's people out there.
Where there's no crying.
It's actually an old saying. They say you can't check the underside of a pumpkin.
Yep.
Yeah.
I heard that one.
Yeah, that's
don't look a gift pumpkin in the part of it that looks like a butthole.
Yeah, they say.
My doctor said the same thing, and I didn't get proper care.
Yeah, you need to find a more qualified physician.
Yeah, the guy just know pumpkins. I'm like, I'm still here.
Yeah, but if there is no crying in pumpkin growing, then when are we supposed to cry? When am I supposed to let it all out?
I don't know when they're in season.
Right around Halloween.
All right, not now. Wait a sec. Get to Black Friday and start to cry.
Well, if it was just like, there's no crying in giant pumpkin growing, but like giant squash going is like more or less all crying.
It's a pretty emotional experience.
Yeah. If they're all sad in the tomato game, that'd be pretty sweet. Yeah, but like,
also, I feel like he could make that money back. All he has to do is like probably charge like $5 to groups of like white women wearing plaid. They can all take pictures in front of it.
Like an Instagram. Yeah,
truly.
Situation.
And either way, the guy's going to make millions selling pie. Yeah. So, like, he's going to be fine.
He just needs to, like, put, like, one of those, like, lights up to just, like, say some, like, weird, like, say, like,
You can have sex with this pumpkin.
Yeah. He
should paint angel wings on the pumpkin.
That was the follow-up question. Can he fuck the pumpkin? And if he can I give him $10?
He for sure can fuck that. He can fuck that pumpkin 43 ways and never use the same hole.
Yeah.
That's, he's going to be fine.
What is just going to look like a giant block of Swiss cheese.
Yeah, no. Swiss pumpkin.
Oh, was that how the fingernail got there?
His
dick is fingernail small.
That's
we deserve representation
The maturity is at an all-time high. All right, I'm here trying to talk I'm trying to talk about 2,500-pound pumpkins. All you can think about is putting your dicks in it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put a goddamn show on.
Where else are you putting your dick, dude? That thing's huge.
Oh, it's a 2,500-pound pumpkin? Can I have sex with it?
Yes.
I can't believe that's not the
How
first
did you
place
not
you
think
went.
That was going to go there?
I can't believe that's not the first place you went.
Yeah.
The whole time he was on the pumpkin, I was feeling some sexual energy between him and the pumpkin.
If you they showed some angles of that. If you go back and watch the right part, that pumpkin had cheeks.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, yo, like,
from behind, that thing was built.
That pumpkin is caked up in certain areas.
You could go in. We're talking.
Where is it? We gotta go find it and fuck it.
California. He said it. California.
The competition was in California. He was going to have to transport it across the country. He's from, I believe it was Wisconsin.
Either way, we're talking about doing it all for some wet-ass pumpkin.
Yeah.
All right? And that is
that's a reference, of course, to the song that came out last year. Yeah. You may recall that.
Not going to co-sign that.
Way to timestamp your videos here. Well, hi, it's now.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, let me tell you what the time is now. Now is time to update everyone on the Fat Bear Week competition.
Oh, hell
appreciate
yes.
that.
Yeah.
So excited
that.
About
so into this.
Now
I'm
the
into
news
this.
Is light.
Three
Dude,
weeks
let's
ago.
Let's fucking go.
You know, we were talking about this 3 weeks ago. We actually, at the time, we were in the semifinals of Fat Bear Week when we were wondering who is going to take the championship.
Okay.
All your bear content, you're going to get viewership that you never anticipated.
Yeah, no, well, you got to be careful when you Google that.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope so. And interestingly, we did correctly predict the semifinals. We did predict that it was going to be
someone whose name is something. We predicted that it was going to be Walker and Otis winning the semifinals. And then we, sadly, incorrectly, wrong and wrong, predicted that it was going to be Walker that took the title. But,
damn,
the old bastard Otis came in at the last minute.
He has eaten three guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people in there. There is absolutely a person in there.
Oh, Brian Laundrie.
Yeah.
Nice. Clean the bones nicely. This bear's an aristocrat.
Dude, you're really funny.
He's never... Everyone thinks he's being so mean when he says they're really funny.
I just hate that bears look this cute and they look this cuddly, mm-hmm. and I'm not allowed to cuddle them. That's very deceptive of Mother Nature.
That's such a white thing to think.
I don't look at that, dude. That's
He's right, dude. Bears murder you terrifyingly.
I know, and it sucks because it's like a big puppy. I want to cuddle it.
And they eat you from the middle. You're alive for a lot of it.
This is why Brian Laundrie and like Ted Bundy can just kill white women.
They're not. If they're not a friend, why do they look like a friend? Why can't I? That's just. I hate nature.
That's why Ted Bundy killed scores of people.
Teddy Bear. I like your style.
Yeah.
A lot of people think teddy bears are named after Ted Roosevelt, but no.
But it's Bundy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's fucking Ted Bundy.
Yeah, and a lot of
congrats,
a lot of people. A lot of people would accuse me of rewriting history on that, but you're wrong.
I'm just saying I really want to rub his belly, and it's not fair that I can't. You can technically do anything you want. It's the consequences.
Guys, isn't it crazy that Man vs. Wild had bear grills, and Man vs. Food had grilled bear? Anyway.
Where's that rim shot button? Which one of that?
Where's the one?
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
Do any of these shoot me in the face? Can we hit that button?
Listen, man, I'm just, you know, we were all excited. We all thought Walker was going to take it, but you know what? Congratulations to
Crawler instead.
The
Here
old
he
bastard Otis. He squeaked out another title. Yeah. So congratulations.
So wait,
to him.
So win this, all you have to do is be really fat and be a bear.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to...
Name of the game with Bear.
Yeah. When you put it like that, it sounds
easy. Actually, you have to win the most votes, and it was close, but Otis ended up beating Walker 51,000 votes to 44,800.
Damn.
So this is a...
This is an event sponsored by the National Park Service to bring awareness of fat bears, and their presence in the...
Shouldn't we call them successful bears?
Bears good at being bears. Yeah.
They are technically successful. This is correct.
So bear necessities.
This is the Jeff Bezos right here. Dude.
I want everyone to go ahead and just get all the bear puns out right now.
It's a really gummy bear up there.
Come on.
Well,
Are you looking for the bear necessities? The simple bear necessities?
No, I'm looking to get set up here because I can't even believe that I get a chance to do this right now.
Do I have to go get this guy?
Can you please do me a favor?
What is going and just, on?
He's getting ready out back, but we have...
Is Jeff Dunham here?
Almost.
It's not Jeff Dunham.
God, I wish.
Yeah. We all wish that Jeff Dunham was here, okay? Unfortunately, Jeff Dunham is not here. This is coming right over your head. Look out. Look out. Here we go. Jeff Dunham is not here. We actually have a surprise special guest coming out tonight. And I can't even believe... Yeah, you can go ahead and just move that away from your body.
I could have helped
I'm holding
you.
This.
What? You're just climbing up on this
man.
Now.
I'm holding this.
I can move.
No, you can move. You can do this. We're just... I guess you could just... take Connor's place here right now. I guess that's something you could do. Here's the deal. I've been away from stand-up for the last 3 weeks, and it's been really nice. I actually think I might hate it. I think something may have broken in me, and I may be done with it now, but here's the deal. I said, here I am. I'm coming back out into society. I'm a hero now. I'm a survivor. And I need to rekindle my love for stand-up. Who can I bring out as a special guest today to really remind me what stand-up can be and how powerful of an art form it can be and what it can really do? And with that being said, I knew there was only one person I could call, and I can't fucking believe they're actually available. So everyone, please put your hands together now and give a warm welcome to a giant bag of shit, ladies and gentlemen. Please. Keep it going.
How we doing? I'm a literal bag of shit. Thank you. I'm a bag of shit. You may know me better by my stage name, Andrew Rudick. I'm a bag of shit. No, yeah, I am a bag of shit. And that's why I'm pro-abortion. I'm pro-abortion, but I'm anti-choice. That's right, I believe abortion should be mandatory. I'm a bag of shit. You know, I'm a bag of shit, so I quit jobs a lot. I quit my last job because my coworker had killed himself. Yeah. I didn't quit. I quit because I had to come in on a Saturday because my coworker killed himself, all right? I didn't quit because I had to come in on a Saturday. I quit because the guy that does the same job as me for the same amount of money killed himself. When that happens, your first thought is, yeah, he's right. This job sucks. So I called in. I was like, I quit too. Not as hard as him, but I quit too. I'm a bag of shit. You guys think they've tried using the Toyota Prius as a suicide prevention device? I mean, it's so low emission. If you tried to do it in the garage, I don't know if it would get the job done. At the very least, it would take a long time, you know? The Prius, long enough to change your mind, all right? I'm a bag of shit! No, yeah, I am a bag of shit, so of course I've been to jail. I was in jail for 46 days. 46 days is a shitty amount of time to be in jail. The real criminals think you're a pussy, and good people think you're a real criminal. They're both right. I'm a bag of shit. The reason I was in jail is because my friend got pulled over with me riding passenger, and he had drugs in the car, and he blamed him on me. The worst part about that is it started with him getting pulled over by a mall cop. Why do you pull over for a mall cop? His jurisdiction ends at Dillard's. I'm a bag of shit. Of course, I am a bag of shit. So I recently tried cocaine for the 23rd time. I don't think cocaine's a good drug to do, you know? You shouldn't put anything in your body that makes you like your own boogers that much. I'm having a good old time with the cocaine. I go to blow my nose. I'm like, that's like $60 right there. And just rub my face in it. I'm a bag of shit. I recently had an experience with a fellow bag of shit. I work in a moving company, and one of my coworkers tried to fight me. All day, it was a three-man job. All day, two of us were lifting everything, and this third guy wouldn't do anything. He was getting no work done. And, you know, that got infuriating after about, like, 7 hours. So I walk up to him, I'm like, hey, man, could you lift a little more? And he said, I will kill you and drag you into the street. And I said, I am heavier than most of this stuff. Not asking to work that hard, although I am a bag of shit. Being a bag of shit, I like smoking while driving. It's one of my favorite things to do. Because I'm a real bag of shit. I like to smoke weed while I drive. I know that's not good PR for weed, but it's fun for me. You know, it makes everything more exciting. You know, if you're smoking weed and a cop car turns on his lights, that's scary. If you're smoking weed and a fire truck turns on his lights, that's fucking terrifying. You're like, I started a fire. Where is it? Sorry if that didn't hit. I'm a bag of shit. You know, living this life of mine, this bag of shit life. big fan of Miller High Life. Because, you know, Miller High Life is great to me. Because they call themselves the champagne of beers. That is a different kind of drink. It'd be like if Oscar Mayer was like, we're the turkey of steak. All right, dude, shut up. No, but I'm familiar with lunch meat, being that I'm a bag of shit. Sometimes I think my joke listens to my material, my bag of shit material. And my joke, my phone. I think my phone, sorry, I got my words mixed up. It's hard to talk when you're a bag of shit. I think my phone gets my jokes. I think that my phone's listening to my jokes because, you know, we know how our phones advertise to us based on what they hear. I know my phone was listening to my jokes because recently I got an advertisement on my phone that said, schizophrenia clinical trial. And my biggest problem with that was the guy in the video was really hot. And I was, like, feeling myself that day, you know? I was like, maybe I'm a little schizophrenic. Okay. That didn't quite go. My apologies. I'm a bit of a bag of shit. Guys, I'm a bag of shit. I have a new special out. It's called Andrew Rudick, whatever the hell the name of the rest of that special is. I'm a bag of shit. Come check me out.
Oh, my God. Please give it up for the giant bag of shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He hasn't done stand-up since he was on Arsenio. Please give it up for the rest of our guests today, Ron Irvin, Alex Taylor, and Connor Loughran. Make sure you check out all of the cool merch that I definitely didn't breathe all over when I was making it in the last 3 weeks. Unfortunately, Cool Showman will not be here next week. We will instead be replaced by Ghoul Showman on October 31st. That is Halloween, so please come out for that. Thank you.
Man, that guy was hilarious.
I love baggy shit. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. Get home safe.
Bye-bye. Oh.
Thank you for listening. Please visit sourceindustries.com. Goodbye.